Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Daisha.
Hey Ben and Nathan, I hope you guys are well. Last weekend I took the June LSAT and thanks to you guys and the Demon, I felt more confident than ever. I heard some interesting statistics on the recent LSATs and wanted to hear your guys' opinion. On the PowerScore podcast, they talked about how the number of test takers has declined this spring. They talked about how the number of test takers on the June 2022 test was 50% less than the number on the June 2021 test. They said that this means that the cycle may not be as competitive, which is surprising to me because I know we're on the brink of a recession. And I remember when you guys said that bad economic situations usually lead to more post-grad admissions. Not only have we said that, but we're just repeating what many economists have pointed out for years. So, that's not just our opinion. What do you think about the decline of test takers? What do you think this means for those of us applying in September? Sorry if this is long. You guys are my LSAT dads. I don't think I've ever been given that name before on this podcast. And I need your opinion. Thank you for everything.
Thanks, Daisha.
Thank you. Honestly, I don't think about this stuff. Like, it is what it is. You're going to have the competitiveness that you're going to get whenever you apply. You still want to apply with the best LSAT score you can possibly get and the best GPA you can possibly get. To me, that never changes.
Yeah, I think it's a waste of time to think about, a waste of time to speculate about. Daisha, you don't need our opinion on this. You need your very best LSAT score along with your very best grades so that you can put your best foot forward, so that you can get the best offers that are available for you this cycle. Yeah. I mean, if it turns out to be a less competitive cycle, fine. If it turns out to be a more competitive cycle, who gives a shit? Because you're going to be a kick-ass applicant. I don't know. Like, so, you know, what are they doing? Are they like, so hurry up and sign up for our class now so that you can take advantage of this less competitive cycle? That seems like the only possible value from that. I don't know. Like, Daisha, don't rush into anything.
Yeah.
Just because this is a less competitive cycle, if it actually is. I mean, based on the scores that we see from our students, it looks like it's going to be a more competitive cycle. Like, maybe there's going to be fewer people taking the test, but they're going to be kicking the living shit out of it.
We must be getting a biased like reporting or something. Every time someone reports, come to us. Well, I don't know what it is. It's just like people, you know, even on the show we just recorded, it's like a 173, a 178. It's like, okay, how many people can be up here and these scores still maintain their, you know, selectivity, which is the whole point of them.
Could be selectivity. It could be that more people come to us now, you know, they improve more.
I don't know. Yeah.
I just don't know, Daisha. I have no idea. This is the first I've ever even heard of there being a decline. I wasn't even aware that that was a thing. Were you, Ben?
I did notice this. I saw the numbers about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I mean, it's just like, okay, that happened. What?
Things are like full steam at LSAT Demon. That's all I know. Yeah. Like we're busy. So, hey, this sounds like nothing but good news for you if you're applying this cycle. But if you're not ready to apply this cycle, do not force in a bad application early just because you think it might be law schools need to cut down their classes, don't they? Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like in order for law schools to maintain prestige, they need to have smaller classes. And so if they have poor applicants, you know, if there are fewer people taking the test and there are fewer people applying, law schools could very sensibly go, oh, okay, so maybe we won't admit 500 people anymore. Maybe we'll just admit 400 people this year and keep our standards high.
Yep.
One would like to think that they would do that. So, you know, a less competitive cycle might not really translate to anything beneficial to individual applicants.
Except maybe at the bottom, which right. We don't care about. Yeah.
Right. Which at the bottom, you just shouldn't be going. Thank you though, Daisha. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.